ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה ללא נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי. רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן אמן. ולרנק בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת כי תבוא. הנושא את דבגנב דפרשה לתורה תלצה סבת מזוות ביקורים, פסוק סד והיה כי תבוא אל הארץ, אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך נחלה, וירשתה וישבת בה. That means the מצווה of Bikurim applies only after Bnei Israel, they're going to conquer Eretz Israel and they're going to split Eretz Israel among the Shbatim. Only after that, the Mitzvah Bikurim applies. Before this, there is no Mitzvah of Bikurim. That's basically what Rashi is telling us here from the Gemara. Rashi is saying here, Magid shelon t'haybu bebikurim ad shekabshu et ha'aretz v'halekuha. Not only after they conquered Eretz Israel, but rather after they conquered Eretz Israel and they split it among all the Shbatim, only then Mitzvat Bikurim applies. Right, we'll get to it Be'ezer Hashem also later on. We start Be'ezer Hashem at Parach. We have the Midrash Rabbah. Midrash Rabbah tells us here in the beginning of Parashat Bereshit, right at the beginning, the Midrash says here in Parashah Aleph, it says here in the Midrash, Parashah Aleph, Siman Dalet, רבי הונה בשם רבי מתנה אמר בזכות שלושה דברים נברא העולם. And the זכות of three things, the world was created. What are these three things? The מדרש says בזכות חלה, and the merit of חלה, טעם ישראל separate חלה, ראשית עריסותיכם חלה תרים ותרומה, ובזכות מעשרות, the merit of the מעשרות, and בזכות ביקורים. All these things, the Gemara brings also, the Gemara, the Midrash brings here Ra'ayot. He says, Umata'am, why Rabbi Huna is telling us that b'zchut these three things the world was created? Because it says in the Pasuk, Bereshit bara Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of Bereshit. Ve'en Reshit illa Hala. Like the Pasuk, such Ne'emar, Reshit ta'arisotichem Hala tarimu teruma. Ve'en Reshit illa Ma'asrot. Also, Reshit is called Ma'aser, referring to Ma'aser as well. Hech de'at amer, like what it says in the Pasuk, Reshit deganicha tiroshicha v'itzharecha, v'reshit gezzonicha tenlo. That mitzvah of Ma'aser, it's also called Reshit. V'en Reshit ela bekurim, sh'neimar, Reshit bekure admaticha tabi bet Adonai Elohecha, lo tebashil gedi b'chale b'mo. So, in these three mitzvot, the Torah used the word Reshit. They are called Reshit, and the Pasuk said in the beginning of the creation, Bereshit bara Elokim. Because of this mitzvot that says by them the word Reshit, because of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That means, and one of them we said that mitzvot Bikurim, that's our mitzvah here, in our parasha, that's what it says here in the Midrash Rabbah. Chaura, what's so special about these three mitzvot that the Midrash said, and the merit of these three mitzvot, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The whole world was created because of these three mitzvot. What's so special? Why not because of Shabbat? Why not because of Taharat HaMishpacha? There are plenty of mitzvot you have. Terag mitzvot you have. Why the Midrash picked Dafka these three mitzvot? And not only this. See, the Midrash before that, right at the beginning, Parashah Aleph, Siman Aleph, and Parashat Bereshit also, said the Midrash says here, כך היה הקדוש ברוך הוא מביט בתורה ובורא את העולם. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he was looking כביכול in the Torah, and based on the Torah, that's how he created the whole world. והתורה אמרה, בראשית ברא אלוקים. It says in the פסוק, בראשית ברא אלוקים. ואין ראשית אלא תורה. What's called ראשית, and what merit הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world? It says בראשית, and זכות of בראשית, הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world. What's called בראשית? It said בראשית is תורה. He Ahmad Yat Amer, like the word says in the Pasuk, Hashem Kanani Reshit Darko. So it says about the Pasuk referring to the Torah, the Pasuk calls the Torah Reshit. So in the Zichud of the Torah, the world was created. Chaura, this Midrash goes against the other Midrash we just read. Why? Because this Midrash says in the Zichud of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It sounds like in the Zichud of all the Mitzvot of the Torah. There's no mitzvah better than the other. In the zechut of the whole Torah, when Am Yisrael are going to keep the whole Torah, in that zechut, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Like what it says also, Hakim tell us, it says, Im lo beriti yomam v'alayla, hukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Like Gemara, Masechet Nedarim also tells us the same thing. אם לא בריתי יום ולילה, if it wasn't because of the Torah that Am Israel learning day and night, the world would never exist. Only in the merit of the Torah the world exists. So it sounds like the Torah not specifically Mitzvot Challah, not specifically Mitzvot Bikurim, and Mitzvot Ma'asrot, the whole Torah. Whenever you keep the whole Torah, then the world is created. So Chaura, we have to understand the other Midrash that we just read. What's so special about Mitzvot Bikurim, Mitzvot Ma'asrot, and Mitzvot Challah? Because of them, the world was created. Obviously, there's something hidden behind it. We have to understand what's going on. I saw also in the Sifrei, and in the beginning of our parasha, it says here in the Sifrei, "V'haya kitabo el ha'aretz, ase kitabo el ha'aretz." The Torah says specifically, whenever you go to Eretz Israel, then you have to keep the mitzvah of Bikurim that was written here in the parasha. So here the Sifrei says, "Ase mitzvah ha'amura ba'anyan shebischarah tikanis la'aretz." Says here in the Sifrei that if Am Israel they're gonna keep that mitzvah of Bikurim, in the merit of mitzvah of Bikurim, Am Israel they're gonna have the zichut to go to Eretz Israel and live over there. That's what it says here in the Midrash. In the zichut of this mitzvah, Am Israel they're gonna enter Eretz Israel. And the obvious question all the Mfarshim they ask on this Sifrei, it's mind-boggling. This Sifrei, what's going on over here? The Sifrei is telling us that if you're gonna keep this mitzvot, then you're gonna merit to go to Israel. Chaura, we just read you in the beginning. That's the first Rashi told us. Magid shelon tchaybu b'kurim ad shekabshu ot haaretz. Am Israel, they're never hayab in mitzvot b'kurim unless they enter Israel and they conquer Israel and they split it among all the 12 Shabbatim. Only then it starts the mitzvah of b'kurim. So Chaura, it doesn't make sense what the Sifrei is telling us here. The Sifrei is saying that if you're going to keep this mitzvah in the merit of mitzvot Bikurim, Am Israel is going to have the zechut to go to Eretz Israel. Chaura doesn't go like this. Why? Because the mitzvah applies only after they conquer the Eretz Israel and after the split. So what's the Midrash telling us over here? Bishlama, we have Gemara. The Gemara actually in Masechet Kedushin. The Gemara tells us over there in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara says here, Bi'a dechatab rahamana gebe tefillin upeter hamur lamali. The Gemara is questioning over here, why does it say in the Pasuk, V'haya ki ebi'acha Adonai l'irsa kena'ani kashin shba'alecha v'la'abotecha v'tanalach v'abarta kol peter rahamli. So it says in the Pasuk, we read it every day when we put on the tefillin, so it says over there in the Pasuk that whenever you're going to go to Eretz Israel, whenever you're going to go to Israel, you have to keep the mitzvah of Peter Hamor. And the same parasha says Anyan mitzvah of Tefillin. So why does it say in the Pasuk that Yahayaki bi'acha Hashem el Eretz Kenani? After you're going to go to Eretz Israel, then you have to put on Tefillin. It sounds like in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to put on Tefillin, which is wrong. So why the Torah connects the mitzvah of Tefillin with entering to Eretz Israel? Chaura, mitzvah of tefillin, everyone, it's an obligation to fulfill, not only in Eretz Israel, everywhere. But Chobat HaGuf, Chobat HaGuf applies all over the world, not only in Eretz Israel. So why the Torah said about Peter Hamor and about tefillin, Be'aki bi'acha Hashem el Eretz Kenani, whenever you're going to go to Eretz Israel, then you do Peter Hamor, then you do mitzvah of tefillin. Chaura, it's wrong. What's going on? We have to understand, why does it say Be'aki bi'acha by Tefillin or by Peter Hamor? That's actually the question of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, "Ahom ba'ale lichditana deber bishma'el." Tana deber bishma'el. They learned, "Asem mitzvah zu shebishbilat tikanis la'aretz." So they are dorshim this pasuk. "V'haya ki bi'acha Hashem l'arsekina'ani." What does it mean? It means if you're gonna keep the mitzvah of Tefillin, and the merit that you're keeping mitzvah of Tefillin, Hashem is gonna reward you. You're gonna enter Eretz Israel. You're gonna live there. That's what it says here. That's how Tana de Berbishmael explains the pasuk. Why it says "V'haya ki bi'acha"? Where by Tefillin and Peter Hamor? If you're gonna keep these two mitzvot, you're gonna merit to enter to Eretz Israel. This I understand. Why? Because these two mitzvot apply also in Chutz La'aretz. It applies also not only in Israel, anywhere in the world. You keep these two mitzvot. And these two mitzvot in the zechut, you enter Israel. But here by mitzvot Bikurim, this phrase telling us here, said, if you're going to keep this mezvah of Bikurim, you're going to merit to go to Eretz Israel. Chaura, the mezvah doesn't start unless you go to Eretz Israel. So what this phrase telling us over here? All the Mefarshim ask this question of this phrase. It's very strange to pray. We'll try to understand it by Hashem Yitbarach. In a simple understanding, we could say, one of the Pirushim I saw to bring down, that we have a story in the Gemara Masechet Ketubot. The Gemara tells us over there that there was once a guy that he had a court with his friend. He has to go to Beit Din, and a day before he had to appear in Beit Din, he filled up a basket, filled it up with fruits, and he came to the Dayan. He came to Rab Anan, he was the Dayan over there. He came to him and he told him, Kvod Rab, I have a present for you. Then Rab Anan, he saw him, told him, from where do I know you? What happened all of a sudden today, bringing me a basket of fruit, what's for? So he told him, Kvod Rab, what am I going to tell you? Tomorrow, I'm coming to you, I'm coming to Beit Din. I have me and my friend, we're coming to Beit Din. So he said, anyways, I'm coming, so let me bring you a present. I'll give you a present. So Rab Anan didn't want to accept that basket. He told him, why? You're giving me shohad? You're bribing me? You're giving me shohad? Because you have court? If you didn't have court, you wouldn't have brought it to me. So why bring it to me? Because you want me to tell you that you don't have to pay, your friend has to pay. So it sounds like a shohad. And the pasuk said, "Velo tukach shohad, ki shohad ya'aver ayne hachanim v'selef devrei tzaddikim." You cannot take shohad. So how come you bringing me to bribe me? That's what Rab Anan he told the guy, but the other guy told him, "Hasv shalom, kvod Rab, that's not my intention at all. My intention is because I want to fulfill the pasuk. Why? Because we see the pasuk by Elisha al-Nabi. Says in the pasuk that a guy, v'ish bam ba'al shel Elisha." He came to Elisha al-Nabi and he brought him lechem bikurim v'chermel b'suklono v'yomer ten l'am v'yukhilu. He brought bikurim, basket of bikurim, he gave it to Elisha al-Nabi and v'yitin l'am v'yukhilu v'yotiru v'yitin l'fnehem v'yukhilu v'yotiru k'dbar Adonai. That's what it says in the Pasuk, in Sefer Melachim. So he brought him bikurim. The Gemara on the spot over there, Masechet Ketubot, Daf Kuf Amud Bet, the Gemara said, I don't understand. Is Elisha al-Nabi, was he a Kohen? Elisha al-Nabi, he wasn't Kohen. And Mizvat Bikurim, who eats the Bikurim? The Kohanim. It says clearly in our Pasuk, Ubata el ha-Kohen asher yehyeh b'yamim ahem. He gave him the Bikurim. Bikurim, only Kohanim could eat it. It's one of the 24 Matinot Keuna. That's the Bikurim. So only Kohanim could eat it. How could Elisha al-Nabi eat Bikurim? And the Pasuk said, he brought him lechem Bikurim. He gave it to Elisha al-Nabi. If you're going to tell me Elisha al-Nabi did not eat it, Pasuk, a few Pasukim after says right away, Ve'yitin lefnehem, ve'yokhilu, ve'yotiru, k'dbar Adonai. They ate and they had left over. So Elisha al-Nabi, he did eat it. How could he eat Bikurim if he wasn't Kohen? That's the question of the Gemara over there. The Gemara answers, no. Since that this guy, he brought present to Elisha al-Nabi, what it says in the Pasuk, Belechem Bikurim, he brought him Bikurim, really it wasn't Bikurim. It was regular fruit, regular bread. But since that, he brought a present to Elisha al-Nabi. Who was Elisha al-Nabi? He was the biggest Hakam at that time. It was Nabi. Where would you find bigger Hakam than Elisha al-Nabi? So any guy who gives a present to a Hakam, the Pasuk consider it on him as if he brought Bikurim. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Velechem Bikurim, it says in the Pasuk that he brought Bikurim, even though he didn't bring Bikurim, it wasn't Bikurim at all. He only gave a present to Elisha al-Nabi. He was Hakam. The Gemara said, Kol ha-noten doron, with present, l'talmid Hakam, ma'alei alav ha-katub, kilo habi Bikurim. The Pasuk consider it, Hashem rewards him, as if he brought Bikurim. And the Gemara continues over there with the story, but that you could look up the end of the story. There's a long story over there. But for our point, you could explain here also the Sifre said, "Ase mitzvah zu shebischara tekanis la'aretz." We said l'chaura that something's wrong over here. Why? Because mitzvah bikurim applies only after you enter Eretz Israel. How could the Sifre tell us here, if you're gonna keep the mitzvah of bikurim chutz la'aretz, in that merit, you're gonna go to Eretz Israel? There's no mitzvah bikurim chutz la'aretz at all. Based on this Gemara, we could say that you could explain it that maybe if the guy is going to give present to Talmid Chacham, once you give present to Talmid Chacham, it's considered as if he did Mizvat Bikurim, like the Pasuk said, Vidachem Bikurim. So maybe that's what the Sefra is telling us over here. Asay Mizvah Zu, you're right, you cannot keep the actual Mizvah of Bikurim, you cannot keep it in Chutz La'aretz, but you could keep something similar to Mizvat Bikurim, and the Pasuk calls it Bikurim for you, which is giving present to Talmid Chacham. You're Mehanne Talmid Chacham Nechasav, the Pasuk calls it on him as if he brought Bikurim. Maybe that's what the Sefra is telling us over here. Derech Remez, Asay Mizvah Zu, that means be Mechabed Talmidei Chachamim, and once you're Mechabed Talmidei Chachamim, the Pasuk calls it on you as if you brought Bikurim. If you're going to keep this Mizvah, you're going to merit to enter to Eretz Israel and to fulfill the actual Mizvah of Bikurim itself. Maybe you could explain this Sefra like this. I saw one of the Farshim explain it like this, but we could take it a step further by Ezer Hashem Itbarach. We could also explain. Everyone knows that we have Terek Mizvot in the Torah. We have 613 Mizvot. And the Gemara at the end of Masechet Makot tells us, it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha ke'elat Yaakov. The Gemara says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. What's the gematria of Torah? Torah's gematria 611. 611 Mizvot tziva lanu Moshe. We heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. But there are two Mizvot we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yeh Lecha Elokim Acharim Al Panai. These two mitzvot, we heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other 611 mitzvot, we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Pasuk said, Deber Ata Amanu V'Nishma'a. Am Israel, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so holy for us, we cannot hear it. Please, you speak with us. Deber Ata Amanu V'Nishma'a. Ve'ale Deber Amanu Elohim P'Namut. Like the Gemara Masechet Shabbat also said, the Gemara says over there, that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha ve'lo yeh lecha, Am Israel, they couldn't take the Kedusha to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parhan Shmatan. All Am Israel, they died, the Gemara said, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Tal of Tehiyat HaMetim. He did Tehiyat HaMetim for all Am Israel. And then the rest 611 Mizvot, they heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. But total, we have 613 mizvot. Everyone knows, you have terag mizvot we have in the Torah. And then Farshim explained, said, all the terag mizvot, the mizvot, Zohar HaKadosh, he calls them teriyag etin. What's teriyag etin? That means all the advices and ways of life, how to teach us, how should we behave throughout our life. That's all Terag Mizvot. We have how to teach us, how to guide us in like Torah, Milashon Hora'ah. What's Hora'ah? Hora'ah, guidance. Every person needs guidance. He needs someone to guide him. That's okay to do. That's not okay to do. Everyone needs Hadracha. So the Mizvot of the Torah is to guide us to go on the right path. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Elokim, Asa Et Adam Yashar. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the man to be straight. So you need Hadracha, you need a way, you need the Torah to lead you in the right path, not to go crooked right and left, do Avirot here, Avirot there. You need the Torah to guide us. That's what all the Terag Mizvot, they're based on that idea that what Zohar HaKadosh explains. And even though there are some Mizvot that you cannot actually keep all the Terag Mizvot, basically if we think about it, none of us could keep Terag Mizvot. There's no connection. Why? Because many mizvot are connected with the Eretz Israel. You cannot keep it Chutz La'aretz. And even if you do live in Eretz Israel, many mizvot applies at the time of Beit HaMikdash. And even if there is Beit HaMikdash, Mimra B'Yameinu is going to be rebuilt now, the third one, Be'ezrat Hashem. So even though there are some mizvot applies to ladies, some mizvot apply to Kohanim, some mizvot apply to Israel, some mizvot apply to Yibum, Girushin, Kedushin, there are plenty of mizvot that you could never fulfill Terag mizvot. The person could never fulfill Terag Mizvot, but then Farshim, they speak about it also, that's totally different shiur. How should the person fulfill Terag Mizvot? He could learn the halakhot of the Terag Mizvot, and ma'alei alav ketub, as if he fulfilled it. But really, the actual Mizvah, he cannot keep, but the lesson behind each Mizvah, that's what the Torah wants us to learn, the lesson behind each Mizvah, and each mitzvah has lesson behind it. These lessons, they have to guide us throughout our life. And that's all the Terach mitzvot. Even though some mitzvot, you could keep them only in Eretz Yisrael. Some mitzvot, you could keep them only ladies could do it. Some mitzvot, only Kohanim could do it. Some mitzvot, only when Beit HaMikdash is, you could do it. There are many mitzvot connected with the place. Many mitzvot connected with the timing. There are mitzvot you cannot do all year round. It comes once a year. Ka'at shofar, you cannot blow shofar now. Only in Rosh Hashanah you have to blow shofar. Many mitzvot, a person cannot keep whenever he wants, but still the lesson behind every mitzvah applies all the times, and everyone has to learn ta'amei mitzvot, he has to learn Sefer HaChinuch, he has to learn all the reason behind all the mitzvot. Like as I said, Zohar HaKadosh said, all the Terach mitzvot kibyachol are leading us how to follow the mitzvot of how to get the right guidance to follow the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go in. And obviously, if every mitzvah has a lesson behind it, obviously also mitzvot Bikurim, and mitzvot Ma'asrot, and mitzvot Hala, these three mitzvot that the Midrash pointing them out, that Bizchut, these three mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, obviously they have lesson behind them. Even though the actual mitzvah you cannot keep unless you live in Eretz Yisrael, unless you're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael and live there, but still the lesson behind it applies all the times. Like all the other mitzvot, all the Terach mitzvot, the lesson behind Terach mitzvot applies all the times. Even though the actual mitzvah, it has certain time, but the lesson behind it, as I said, you could keep it all the times. Now the question is, what's hidden behind these three mitzvot that the Midrash is pointing them out? Mitzvot Hala, mitzvot Bikurim, mitzvot Ma'asrot. What's so special about these three mitzvot? What's the lesson behind these three mitzvot? That's what we have to understand by Zer Shemit Barach. Let's maybe first of all, try to understand what's the whole mitzvah of Bikurim. What's the actual mitzvah of Bikurim? What do I have to do? I just told you in the beginning, the Torah said whenever you enter Eretz Israel and live there, you have to bring Bikurim. What do I have to do Bikurim? What do you have to bring? So it says in the Pasuk, وَلَقَحْتَ مِرَيْشِيدْ كُلْ پِرِيهَا أَدَمَا أَشِرْ تَبِي مِنْ أَرْسِخَا. You have to take from the beginning of the fruits that grows on the tree, you have to bring it to Eretz Israel. You do live in Eretz Israel. You have to take it, give it to the Kohen. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. And Rashi on the spot, he told us, he said, "Velakachta mereshit kol peri adama." You have to take from the reshit of peri adama. Doesn't say "Velakachta meperi adama." Says from some of it. What does it mean? Rashi told us on the spot, "Velo kol reshit she'en kol perot hayavim Bikurim ela shabat minim bilbad." Only Shabbat and Minim, you have to take out Bikurim from them. But if you have apple tree, there is no mitzvah of Bikurim. You have orange, all the fruits. All the fruits, there is no mitzvah of Bikurim, except Shabbat. Except Shabbat and Minim. Hatta, Sora, Vigifin, Utina, Viramon, Erzit, Shem, and Utbash. These seven fruits, from them, you have to take mitzvah of Bikurim. All the other fruits, no mitzvah of Bikurim. Alright? So it says here in the Mishnah, it says that we have Mishnah, it says here in Masechet Bikurim, Per Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. What's a procedure? How should I take out Bikurim? What's Bikurim? What I have to do? I have to take some of the fruits. What's some of the fruit? How many? What I have to do? So it says here in the Mishnah, Yored Adam Letoch Sadehu, Veroe Te'ina Shebekira, Ishkol Shebekir, Rimon Shebekir, Koshro Begemi. Ve'omer hare'elu Bikurim. That's it. So what I have to do? He said when the person, he goes into his field and he sees that the fig tree, figs, pirot of Shabbat Aminim, pomegranate, fig, or ishkol anavim, or the grapes, the dates, whatever, Shabbat Aminim. You see the first fruits growing on the tree. Whenever it starts to grow, it's still not ripe yet. It didn't cook on the tree yet. But you see it coming out. Koshro begemi. So you take rubber and you put it around it to make cement for it. So you should know which fruit came out first. And then you leave it on the tree. Whenever it gets fully cooked on the tree, fully ripe on the tree, then you cut it and you put it in a basket. And the Pasuk said, you have to put it in the basket and you take it to the Kohen. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. Koshro begimi, why dafka gimi? There are many remazim that bring down. Said gimi is Rashi Tevot. Gedolim ma'ase Adonai. That's Rashi Tevot, gimi. So the, when the person kama gedolim maaseh Hashem, Baruch Hashem, a guy, he puts a seed in the ground, and then what grows? Whole full tree. Gedolim maaseh Hashem. That's called Shrobe Gemi. That's just a small remez hachin they bring down. And you put the siman on it. Just you should know which fruit it is. Because if you're not going to put siman, any sign to know which fruit came out first, you're going to leave it, then you're not going to know which one came first. After all the fruits are on the tree, you're not going to know which one came first. That's why you put a sign on it, you put around it a gimme, and ve'omer ha'elu bakurim. At the time that you put the gimme around it, you said, this is the bakurim, and you leave it on the tree, don't cut it. It's not ripe yet. You leave it on the tree, and after it, the tree is going to bring all the other fruits, and everything is ripe, fully ripe now. Now you take the fruits, and the one that has the sign on it, you put it in a basket, you give it to the kohen. That's what it says here in the Mishnah. And Bartanura tells us here, Rabbi Obadiah Bartanura, he says, "Ve'afilu lo nugmar ha'pri, nechtiib hene hebeti et reshit peri ha'adama, b'sha'at haba'a hu peri, abal b'sha'at hafrasha, en sarich she'ye peri, ela afilu boser, ve'afilu pagin." He says here that at the time when you put the sign, when you put the rubber around the fig, the fruit doesn't have to be ripe, as I said, even though it's not ripe yet. It's still green, it's not edible yet. Still, this is the mezbah of Bakurim. Said, Hare'elu Bakurim, this is Bakurim. But later, after that, you leave it on the tree. You don't cut it, because if you're going to cut it like this, that's not the way of eating it. You have to wait until it's fully ripe, then people eat it. When you're going to bring the Kohen green fig, what is he going to do with it? It doesn't have a good taste. So you leave it on the fruit, you leave it on the tree. So here he said, Bartanura, he said, because the Pasuk emphasizes, and he says, Nehebeti et reshit peri ha'adama. At the time that you're bringing them, they have to be called the peri. They have to be called the fully ripe fruit. But at the time that you're separating them, it doesn't have to be peri. Even if it wasn't fully cooked, that's a mitzvah. And I saw also the Rabbi Moshe ben Habib also explains based on this Mishnah. He said, maybe that's why the Pasuk says here, "Velakahta mereshit kol peri ha'adama." You have to take from the beginning of the fruit that grows on the ground. He asked a very simple question. I just told you that Shabbat Minim, only from them you take out Bikurim. Only from Shabbat Minim. But if there is pre, which is Adama, there is no mitzvah of Bikurim. So Chaura, everyone knows that Shabbat Minim, what Berakha do you say? And all Shabbat Minim say on them, Bore Peri Ha'aitz. So how come the Pasuk says here, "Velakahta mereshit kol peri ha'adama"? What's peri ha'adama? What's mereshit kol peri ha'adama? Al-Khawra, it's not adama. So Al-Khawra, what does it say here in the Pasuk? Mereshit kol peri ha'adama, it's not adama. None of the fruits that are obligated in Bikurim, none of them is berkato adama. I just told you which fruits you have to separate Bikurim from it. That's only Pirot of Shabbat Aminim. All the fruits of Shabbat Aminim, all of them say on them, Borei Peri Ha'aitz. How can the Pasuk say, Velakatam Mereshit Kol Peri Ha'adama? Pasuk should have said, Velakatam Mereshit Kol Peri Ha'aitz. That's what he asked Maharab Ben Habib. And he answers, based on this Mishnah we just read, said, you're right, all of them are Borei Peri Ha'aitz. However, at the time that you have to separate the Bikurim, like we said in the Mishnah, when do you separate it? Whenever you go down to the field and you see the fig starting to grow, you put siman on it, and then you announce harizeh bikurim. Then you are makhriz, then you separate it, this is bikurim. At that time that you're saying this is bikurim, it's not fully ripe. What's a halakha if a guy is going to take a fig which is not fully ripe and he wants to eat it? What barakha does he say on it? You have the Shulchan Aruch. He says over there in Shulchan Aruch, any fruit which is not ripe and you still want to eat it, you don't say on it the same beracha of that fruit. If it was, for example, fig, like here for our example, fig usually is a borei peri ha'aitz, but if you're eating fig which is not ripe, still green, it's not so much, most of the people don't eat it like this, but you are in the mood to eat it, you want to eat it like this, what beracha do you say on it? It's a borei peri ha'adama. You don't say borei peri ha'aitz, even though it's fig. How could you say borei peri ha'adama on a fig? He said, yeah, l'chathala, you have to say on it. That's a barakha, you have to say it. Why? Because the fig is not fully ripe yet. It's not cooked. Therefore, he said, since that the mitzvah of taking bikurim, you do it before the fruit ripes, so far before the fruit ripes, what barakha if I want to eat that fruit now, what will I have to say? Not borei peri adama. That's why the pasuk says, "La'achta mirshit kol peri adama." That's how it is, based on this mishnah. That's how we explain the diuk in this pasuk. And this mitzvah is also, it needs biur, it needs explanation, chaora, why the Torah told us you have to separate bikurim, said the mitzvah of bikurim, before the tribes. Chaora is not giving it to the kohen when it's still green. He's waiting until it's fully cooked, fully ripe, then he cuts it and gives it to the kohen. So why the Torah said the actual mitzvah of bikurim, you have to separate it while it's still green? We don't see it. All the other mitzvot, whenever you're ready to do the mitzvah, you do it. But here, you're separating the mitzvah from before. This is going to be bikurim. You're saying, harizei bikurim. You're saying, this is bikurim, but you don't give it to the kohen right now. You wait until tribe. So why the Torah didn't tell us, wait until everything's ripe, and after the tribes, you take a few of them and give them to the kohen. Chaurat strange, and not only here, I've also by mizvah of halah. Mizvah of halah, what the mizvah, when do you have to separate the halah? While it's dough, before you bake it. You're making halah, you're making bread. Well, you take from the dough, you have to take the mizvah of halah. Why? Wait until you bake it, which is edible now. Now everyone could eat the bread. After you bake it, you take the shi'or, you take the one loaf, two loaves of bread, and give it to a kohen. Why the mizvah of halah also over there, same idea. Mizvah of halah also same thing. You have to separate the halah before it's edible. While it's still dough. No one could eat dough. No one eats it. You have to wait until it cooks. Until you bake it. Then you separate it. Why the mizvah of halah? No, you have to reshit arisot echem. Halah tarimu tirama. When do you have to separate the halah? When still isa. When still dough. Why? Over there also same question. Wait until it's baked, then you separate it. Here also, wait until it ripes, then you separate it. Why the mitzvah here and there? You have to separate it before it's ripe. So also we have to understand. It must have been that in these two or three mitzvot that the Midrash is mentioning, it must have been there's something special about them, that they're teaching us something important in Abudat Hashem. As I told you in the beginning, that all the mitzvot, they're teaching us guidance, how to follow the mitzvot, how to follow the way that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. So it must have been these three mitzvot that the Midrash picked on them, it must have been there's big limud musar, there's something hashub, there's something important about them. That's that we have to understand what's special about them. It must be there's something hidden behind the mitzvah, even though the actual mitzvah, you have to keep it only when you go to Israel, but still, you see a lot of questions about this mitzvot. It must have been something hashub about it, something lesson that we have to learn from it, a guidance that is going to guide us throughout the whole Torah. We need to understand what's so special about these three mitzvot. I saw the Mefarshim, they explained to us that we say every day in the tefillah, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tell him, "Be'alti be'enu lo l'dei nisayon ve'lo l'dei b'zayon." We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He shouldn't put us in a situation that we should be tested. Why? Because the person, if he's going to be tested now, he has Yisra Ra'at to do Abira, and who said he's going to win over his Yisra Ra'at? Maybe Yisra Ra'at is going to win. So therefore, every person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should not be in that situation. He shouldn't be in a situation of to be tested. You see, Abraham Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he tested him 10 times, and he passed the test. That's Abraham Avinu. But all of us, we're not in that high level that we're going to fight against Yisra Ra. Who are we? We said, Tfilot Yamim Noraim. We said, also we pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We tell him, Rabbam Shel Olam, how could we fight against Yisra Ra? Yisra Ra is made out of fire. We are made out of flesh. So how could we stand against Yisra Ra? I cannot fight against Yisra Ra. Unless if you're going to help us, Rabbanu Shel Olam, that's the only way to fight against Yisra Ra, if we have help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other than that, how could we fight against Yisra Ra? It's made out of fire. No one could do anything. That's why we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Rabbanu Shel Olam, don't put us in a test. Why? Because we don't know if we're going to pass the test, we're going to fail the test. See, David HaMelech, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Bechaneni Adonai v'naseni, tzorfach liotai belbi." he requested that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should test him. Bihanini Hashem. What's Bihanini? Bihina. What's Bihina? Test. Test me, Rabbi Shalom. Check me out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tested him and he failed the test. David HaMelech, he failed the test. But a person should not put himself into a situation of to be tested. Well, every person knows his yesara ra. A guy has yesara ra of, has yesara ra of eating non-kosher. Any kind of yesara ra. Don't go next to that restaurant. Don't go next to that area that it might lead you to do that avira. Because if you're going to go there, you may be going to end up doing that avira. So the person has to work on himself not to go even around these areas. Like the Gemara Masechet Shabbat tells us, Lech lech amrina nizira, sehor sehor lekarma la tekrab. That's what the Gemara also giving us advices, that nazir, we know nazir is not allowed to drink wine, is not allowed to eat grapes. Okay? How about if the nazir, he wants to walk through a vineyard? He wants to cross to the other side, he wants to walk through a vineyard. What's the problem? No problem. He's not eating. He's not eating from the grass, but the Gemara said, no. Lech lech amrin nizra. He could tell the Nazir, go anywhere he wants. But sehor sehor de karma, la tekrab. Around, surrounding the vineyard, don't get close over there. Why? Because we're scared. Even though your mahshaba, your kavana, you only want to cross that vineyard, maybe you're going to see a nice grape, and you might cut it, you might forget that you are Nazir, you might take it and eat it. So don't put yourself in that situation. Or maybe you're going to see it and you're going to know that you are Nazir. Yesara is going to tell you, take a look, delicious grapes. Eat it. Eat one. Eat hasishi or eat something. There's a lot of ways how Yesara could trick the person to make him do Avirot. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please help us that we should not be tested. That's our prayer. Then Farshim, they ask, said, Chaura, what this prayer is going to help? Why? Because we have the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Berachot, the Gemara says over there, the Flamed Gimel Amud Bet, the Pasuk said, De'ata Israel, Ma Adonai Elohecha Shoel Me'emach, Kim Le'era, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling you, Ben Israel, what Hashem is asking from you? Only to have Yirat Shamayim. Only to have Yirat Shamayim. Ve'amar Bihanina, the Gemara says, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chus Mi'irat Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except Yirat Shamayim. שנאמר, ועתה ישראל, מה השם אלוקיך שואל מהמך כי אם לירא? Hashem is asking from us only to have fear from שמיים. They have fear from Hashem. That's only what he's asking from us. All the other stuff, if the person is going to be חכם, is going to be a wise guy, is going to be smart, is going to be not smart, is going to be tall, is going to be short, is going to be rich, is going to be poor, all these things are already decided from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not up to the person. Whatever Hashem decided on that person is going to be tall, is going to be short, is going to be handsome, is going to be ugly. Everything decided from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Except one thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves it to us. Which is, you choose. You want to be tzaddik or you want to be rasha. Every person has you have the free will. Hayim ve'amavet natati lefanecha u'bachata b'chayim. Hashem is telling us, I gave you two ways. You have hayim and you have mavet. You choose whatever you want to do. So therefore, the Gemara says here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, all the other stuff, it's in his hand. This thing, kibyachol, kol l'shamayim, chos mi'irat shamayim. Yirat shamayim is in our hands, kibyachol. You have to decide, you want to be tzaddik or you want to be rasha. So if that's the case, how could the person pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help us that we should not do avirot, we want to be tzaddikim. How is Hashem going to help you to be tzaddik if the Gemara says here, Hashem, he leaves it in your hand? It's all in your hand. You want to be tzaddik or you want to be rasha, like the Rambam writes. Rambam writes, said every person, he could be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or he could be rasha like Bal'am Rasha. It's all in your hand. Kibyachol, it's not in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibyachol. It's all in your hand. Hakol b'di shamayim, chos mi'irat shamayim. So how could you pray, please Hashem, help us that we should become tzaddikim? That's up to you. It's not up to him, kibyachol. So you have to decide. So Chara, what all this... prayer that we pray, said, "Ve'al tibeinu ledehet, ve'al den sayon, ve'al de b'zayon." Or, "Al tibeinu ledehet," it's in your hand. You want to do abira, you don't want to do abira, it's in your hand. And the Pashtut, you could explain that we have a Gemara, Masechet Sukkah, and also the same Gemara, also mentioned Masechet Kedushin, also. The Flamed Amud Bet, Amar Rabbi Tzhaq, Yitzro shel ha'adam mitchadesh alav b'chol yom v'yom. Shnei Amar, Rak ra'a kol ha'yom. ואמר רבי שמעון בן לוי, יצרו של האדם מתגבר עליו בכל יום, הוא מבקש להמיתו. So every day, the yesar hara is finding new ways how to make the person do abirot, and he is waiting for that person to do abira that is going to die because of this abira. He's waiting for him. He's waiting for him in the corner to make him do abirot. שנאמר, צופה רשע לצדיק ומבקש להמיתו. רשע, who's called רשע, the Gemara says here, רשע, that's יסר הרע, the פסוק calls him רשע, צופה רשע לצדיק ומבקש להמיתו. The יסר הרע is waiting for the צדיק, ועמי כולם צדיקים, עם ישראל, לכל צדיקים. The רשע, the יסר הרע is waiting for the צדיק, he's waiting for him in the corner. He wants him to do עבירות. ומבקש להמיתו, he wants to kill him. ואלמלך קדוש ברוך הוא עוזרו, אינו יכול לו. And if it wasn't that הקדוש ברוך הוא is helping us, who could fight against יסר רע? I just told you, כי הוא מאש ואני בשר ודם. How could you fight against fire? You're going to get burned. שנאמר, אלוהים לא יעזבנו בידו. That's what it says here in the Gemara. It says, if it wasn't that Hashem is helping the person could not fight against יסר רע. So maybe that's our prayer. We're praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, please, רבן של העולם, help us to fight against יסר רע. We chose, you're right, that צדיק ורשע לא כאמר. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he doesn't decide on the person if he's going to be צדיק or he's going to be רשע. It's in our hand. Okay, no problem. רבן של העולם, we decided we want to go the path to become צדיקים. We decided we want to be צדיקים. You're giving us the option, החיים והמוות. We want the חיים. We want to be צדיקים. But still, even after we want to be tzaddikim, we decided there's Yisra Ra. Yisra Ra is coming to fight against us. He wants to make us do Abirot and do this and do that. He's fighting against us. How are we going to win the fight against Yisra Ra? Only if with your help. That's what the Gemara says. Al-Malik Kadosh Baruch Hu Azro, Eno Yecholo. So we need your help, Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's basically our prayer. Bi'alti Bi'enu Lidehet. Not that it's in his hand, kibyachol. Tzadik or rasha, lo kamar. The Gemara says, you decide. Hakol b'di shamayim, chus mirat shamayim. You want to be rei shamayim, you want to be tzadik, you want to be rasha, it's in your hand. But still, even after, we're telling Hashem, we decided, we want to be tzadikim, but we still need your help. That's our prayer. Please, Rosh Hashanah, al tibayinu l'day hayt, v'lo l'day nisayon, v'lo l'day b'zayon. But you could also explain it a little bit further. Because we have the Gemara Masechet Sota, the Gemara tells us over there, the fact that in Yisra Ra Sholet, Ela Bema She'inav Ro'ot. The Gemara is speaking over there that whenever they give a skila to someone, and we don't want to get into it now, the Gemara says, Ha'ish Nuskal Arum, Ve'ina Hashem Skelet Aruma, and the Gemara connects it in with Sota, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mahel Bana'el, Oya Megale, that we don't want to get into it now, but it says over there in the Gemara that in Yisra Ra Sholet Ela Bema She'inav Ro'ot. That means there's no Yisra Ra unless the person sees something, then the seeing, the actual thing that he saw, is going to lead him to most of the Abirot of the Torah. For example, a guy has Ta'ava, he is in the mood to eat something delicious. He has a Yisra Ra, he has Ta'avot. So he has to work on his Ta'ava, but how's everything starting with what? Everything starting, he sees food that he likes, that is in the mood to eat it. Probably it's kosher, probably it's not kosher, so he wants to eat it. But if he doesn't see it, he doesn't have yisra ra for it. He doesn't see it. Once he sees the item, then he has yisra ra for it. And that's everything. All the ta'ava and kabod and all the abirot of the Torah, where do all the abirot start with? Start with the ra'iyah. That's basically what the Gemara says. Ha'ayin ro'a ve'leb chomed u'chle ma'asei gomriim. Everything starts from what? Everything starts from seeing. You see something, that's what's going to lead you, that ha'leb chomed, after you see something, now you have desire to eat that item, you have desire to do that abira. Why? Because you saw something, then you're in the mood to do it. So everything starts from seeing. Therefore, the person has to watch his eyes, what should he look at, what he should not look at. Why? Because everything starts from the eyes. That's what Hakim tells us here. Ayn ru'a, that's the first step. Ayn ru'a, ve'leb chomed, u'chle ma'asei gomrim. Then everything comes. Everything. The person is, he has the desire to become rich. How did he get this desire? He sees other people, they're living wealthy, they're living in nice houses. So he has the hamda, he has the ta'ava. All these things start from the seeing, from looking. So that's here what Hakim tell us. And looking, basically, that everything starts from it. And as I said, everyone, he knows what's his abirot, he knows where's his weakness, every person. And based on this, he has to put himself, not to look at things that going to lead him to do the abirot. Every person has different type of yasar hara. One guy has yasar hara for eating. This person has yasar hara for, for ta'avah. Different guy has yasar hara for kabod. Different guy has yasar hara for something else. Each one has yasar hara. That's why maybe in the Mfashim they explain. That's why the Gemara says here, Yitzro shel ha'adam tgabber alav v'chol yom v'yom. What does it mean, Yitzro shel ha'adam? His yasar hara. Every person doesn't say yasar hara mtgabber v'chol yom v'yom. Yitzro shel ha'adam. Every person, he has his own yasar hara. Every person has weakness somewhere. One guy has weakness in the food. He sees food, he can't. He has to eat. Doesn't matter, kosher, not kosher. He has yasar hara. Every person has different ways of yasar hara. Every person has his own one. That's why it said yisro shel adam, his yasar hara. So therefore, the person should work on himself. That what? That he should not put himself in that situation. Why? Because that's what causes everything. That's basically what lo lidei nisayon velo lidei bizayon. Because we see, so once a beautiful pirush by Melchemet Midian, after Ben Israel, they went to Melchemet Midian, and they came back, and they left all the females, they left them alive. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, he got upset at them, he told them, Ahiyyitim kol nekiba, did you leave all the females alive? And he went to war only because of Benot Moab, that Vayahil Am is not Benot Moab, they caused Am Israel to sin. Now he left them alive. So he got upset at them. And then Moshe, Am Israel, the people who went to war, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'lo nafkad menu ish." No one died. That's a re'aya that all of us were tzaddikim. Then he told them, Moshe Rabbeinu, "So why are you bringing Qurban? V'nakrei bet Qurban Hashem ish asher masa cheli zahab esada v'tzamit tabat agil v'chumaz." All these Qurbanot that you're bringing, for what? If you didn't sin, why are you bringing a korbanot? So he told him, "Im mide abira yatzanu, mide herhur mi yatzanu." He told Moshe Rabbeinu that if we mide abira yatzanu, we did not do the abira, but herhur, maybe we had bad thought of doing such abira. Therefore, we have to bring korban to be mechaper on the mahshaba. That's what they told Moshe Rabbeinu. But I saw him Farshim, they explained furthermore. They said, "Mide abira yatzanu." What's mide abira? Yedei abira, it means something that leads to abira. Because as is simple understanding, it's kashe. Who went to war? All of them, they were tzaddikim. That shows that all of them, they were 100% tzaddikim. So are you going to tell me that midehir hulu yasanu, all of them, they had bad thoughts of doing abirot, hasve shalom? They're all tzaddikim. Elan Fashim explained, so no, you have to be medayek in Lashon Rashi. Rashi said, "Mide abira yatzanu." What's leading to the abira, we're clean 100% from it. What leads to the abira? We said, first step, ha'ayin ro'a, then ha'leb humed, then kelim ase gomrim. That means, before you do the actual abira, you have the desire in the heart. That's the second step. That's called the desire in the heart, the herhur, the mahshaba, that's called yede abira. That what leads to the abira, yede abira yatsanu. We don't have abira, we don't have herhur also. They're all tzaddikim. But mide herhur lo yatsanu. What causes the herhur? That's the seeing. So we went to war. Yeah, we cannot go to war, close our eyes and go to war. You have to see what you're doing. So therefore, we saw that everything started from the eye. Everything started from the eye. That's called yede herhur. What leads to the herhur, this we cannot control. It's not beyond our control. Why? Because it's not up to us what we see. You see, the Gemara, we have Gemara in Masechet Nedarim. The Gemara tells us over there, the Flemet Bet, Amud Bet, that Abraham Abinu, in the beginning, his name was Avram. What's the gematria of Abraham? The Gemara says here, Abraham is 243. The gematria of Avram, but Hashem, he changed his name to Avraham. Abraham Gimatria 248. Why Hashem he added the hate to him? The Gemara said, "Elo hamsha ibarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him in control of." What are these five ibarim? The Gemara said, "Shtei einayim u'shtei oznayim v'rosh ha'geviyah." So he says here, beautiful pirush in Haran. He says over here, שבתחלהם ליחוה הקדוש ברוך הוא עלי ברב שהם ברשותו לזהר מעבירה. In the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu made Abraham in control, to control all the 243 limbs of his body. He was in control of all of them. Now in control of all the Avirot, all 243 Avirot of the Torah is in control of them. However, he said there are five limbs in our body that's behind our control. What are those? He said, continues here, אבל עיניו ואוזניו של האדם אינם ברשותו. It's beyond his control. The eyes and the ears beyond his control. Why? שהרי על כורחו יראה בעיניו ובאוזניו ישמע. So the person, even though he does not want to hear לשון הרע, sometimes he does hear someone else is talking. Someone is talking to him, he doesn't know he's going to tell him לשון הרע. All of a sudden, he tells him לשון הרע. What should he do? It's beyond his control. But it's still the Mefarshim, they say that actually it's halakha. When a person hears yesar hara, he hears lashon hara, he should say in his heart, I do not accept it. I do not accept whatever they're telling me about the other person. You have to do something on your own. You're not allowed to accept it. Why? Because there is a sur not to accept lashon hara also. But still, bottom line, you did hear lashon hara, you did hear it. It's not under your control. Also, a guy is walking in the street, he saw something. He didn't want to see it, but he saw it. It's beyond his control. These limbs are beyond the person's control. Normally, no one could control it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he changed Abraham's name to Abraham. Abraham's gematria 248. Now he made him in control for all the 248 limbs, including his eyes and his ears. That means by Abraham Avinu, he was controlling. He does not see anything if he does not want to see it. Anything that he does want to see it, Hashem makes him not to see it. He's in control. Based on this Gemara, I explained once, maybe that's what the Pasuk said. Vaysa ina vayar vehne shelosha anashim tsoim ala Abraham Avinu. Or it said, Vaysa ina vayar. What's wrong with the Pasuk would have said? Vayar vehne shelosha anashim tsoim ala. What's Vaysa ina? He lifted his eyes and he saw. What do you mean by Sa'inav? Ella, he was in control. Also on his eyes, he was in control. Ella, Abraham Abinu, by Sa'inav, he wanted to see. So Kibyachol, he lifted his eyes, then he saw. Otherwise, he's in controlling also for what he sees. That's what the Gemara says here. Every person is in control for 243 limbs. But Abraham Abinu, Hashem made in control also for these items that's beyond the person's control. So that's what we said in the beginning. We said that ve'alte be'enu lo lidein sayon ve'lo lidei b'zayon. What lidein sayon? We just told you that there is abira, there is yede abira. What causes the abira, which is the harhur, person mahshaba, he has bad thoughts. That's called yede abira. But there is something else called yede harhur. What's yede harhur? That's the seeing. That's basically what we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please, Rabbana Shel Olam, make us in control of our eyes also. Why? Because everything starts from the eyes. That's our prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that help us, that we should not come liden sayon. We don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'al tibienu lechet, ve'al tibienu lebzayon, ve'al tibienu liden sayon, ve'al tibienu lidechet. Please, Rabbana Shel Olam, don't put us in that situation. Don't put us in that situation that should be tested. Why? Because we know probably we're not going to pass the test. That's why we pray our prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'al tibienu lidein sayon, ve'lo lidei chayet, ve'lo lidei abira. Don't put us in that situation to come to sayon. Ella, please save us from this, just like you saved Abraham Avinu. Same way you saved Abraham Avinu, that you made him in control for his eyes, that normally it's beyond the person's control. And Abraham Avinu, he did control also his eyes. Also by us, Rabbana Shel Olam, please help us. We should be the same, that we should be in control for everything. That everything's starting from where? Starting from the seeing, from the vision. When a person, he sees something, then it's going to lead him to something else. So please, Rabbana Shel Olam, don't make us see things that are going to lead us to do Abirot. That's what it says, lida abirot, lead. It sounds also more or less. Anyways, so that's what Hakim will tell us over here. That's a pirush that we pray, ve'al tibienu lidin sayon. And this important lesson, we could learn it clearly from Mizvat Bikurim. Why? Because we see by Mizvat Bikurim, there's a big nisayon that comes in the person when he sees the fruits on the tree, the first fruit that's growing on the tree, he has a big desire to go and eat it. We don't understand what these desires are, why? Because we don't have fields, we never work in the field. But really, if the person, he does work in the field, then he knows after he worked so hard in the field, he has a lot of hard job has to do in the field. Only at the end, Baruch Hashem, he sees the fruits of his hard work. He sees that the first fruit that's growing on the tree is in the mood just to grab it and eat it. Up to a point, he says, the Pasuk Nishaya. Pasuk Yeshaya tells us, it says, כבקורה בטרם קיץ אשר יראה הרואה אותה בעודה בכפו יבלענה. This means בעודה בכפו, whenever the person sees the בקורים, after he works so hard in the field, now he sees the fruits of his hard work, he sees it only בעודה בכפו יבלענה, while it's still in his hand, he just swallows it and eat it. Rashi says here, אשר מתוך שהיא בחורה קופץ עליה ובולעה בעודה בכפו. He eats it while it's still in his hand. Also the Mesudat David also tells us the same thing. אשר מיד כשיראה אותה הרואה יבלענה מיד. כשהיא עדיין תלויה על הענף. He said even further, even more, he says, a person is going to see the fruits of his hard work. He cannot control himself. He jumps on it and he eats it even while it's still on the tree. Before he even cuts it. ואינו ממתין עד שיתלוש. He doesn't even wait until he cut it off the tree. To eat it, and he eats it while it's still connected to the tree. See how much desire the person has for eating this fruit, that the first fruit that is growing on the tree. He has big desire for it. And these trees, the Pasuk is telling us, you have to take these fruits, the first ones that you have so much desire to eat it, you have to work on your midot. These first ones, you have to put a sign on it. Koshro Begimi, like we read in the beginning from the Mishnah Bekurim, he put a sign on it, he put rubber around it, and he said, this is Bekurim. That's what the person have to do. Why? Because otherwise he has big nisayon. How is he going to control his yesar hara? That's why the Torah is giving us ways how to control his yesar hara. So the Torah tells us, he said, you know what? If you're going to wait until these fruits are going to be 100% ripe on the tree, then we're going to ask you to cut it and give it to the Kohen. It's going to be big nisayon for you. Probably you're not going to stand that test. Why? Because he has a big desire for it to eat it, like we said in the Pasuk. Especially if the person is working in the field, we don't understand it because we don't work in the field. But you see in the Pasukim how much the person has desire to eat these fruits. So if that's the case, the Torah is saying, if you're going to wait until it's going to ripe, then you're not going to, probably you're going to fail the test. That's why the Torah said, giving us an idea, as he said, you know what should you do? Before the fruit ripes, before you have such a desire for it, put a sign around it. While it's still green on the tree, now you don't have such desire to eat it because it's not cooked yet. Therefore, the Torah said, while it's still like this, put a sign around it, and now you should say Harizeh Bekurim. You should say Harelu Bekurim. Why you have to separate it from before the tribes? That's the way that you're going to do it. If you're going to do like this, that's going to help you. That once a tribes, then it's going to be easier for you to take it and give it to the Kohen, even though that's the beginning of your hard work. But still, since that you separated from the time that which it wasn't so hard for you, therefore, at the time the tribes, you say, you're going to say to yourself, you know what? Anyways, I put a sign on it. It's not mine anymore. From the time it was green, he put a sign on it and said, Harelu Bekurim. So automatically now it belongs to the Kohen. So that's the way, if you're going to do like this, now you didn't put yourself into such a big nisayon. Ella, before the tribes, when as long as you don't have that big desire, because it's still green, then you should put a sign on it, then you should give it to the Kohen. That's what Hakim tells us, and this basically applies to all the other mitzvot. All the other mitzvot also as well. You see, for example, the mitzvah of tzedakah, of ma'asrot, when a person has to give his ma'asrot, every person, he has a hard time of taking out ma'aser from the money that he earned. He worked hard, and then after the end of the month, after he got the check at the end of the month, he said, take out ma'aser. Take out ma'aser. He said, you have to take 10% and give it to the aniyim. give it to someone who's learning Torah, give it to the aniyim, whatever it is. But you have to take out ma'aser. The person, it's hard for him. He worked hard for the money. Why should he take 10% for no reason and give it to someone else? Chaurat, a big nisayon. Therefore, Hakim tell us, also over there, we understand that you have nisayon, but the Torah is giving us ways how to overcome our yisr ra. The pasuk said, Naton titin lo, velo yira li rabicha bittichalo. The pasuk said, Naton, you have to give to the ani. You see ani, you have to give him tzedakah. The Mefarshim, they ask, why it says, Naton titin lo, double language? Give him, titin lo, tell lo. What does it mean, Naton titin lo? The Mefarshim said, no. Before the ani comes to you, at the end of the month, you got your check, whatever you got $1,000, for example. Now you have to take out ma'asrit. What do you have to take out ma'asir? What do you have to do? You have to take out $100 and put it on the side. Now, when you're separating the 10%, you don't have ani in front of you. So now you take $100, you put it on the side. So you don't feel that bad. Why? Because you say, listen, I'm not giving it to anyone yet. I just take it, instead of putting it in this pocket, I'll put it in the other pocket. So you only separate it, you don't give it to anyone yet. Now don't attend loan. The first time you have to separate it, you have to put it on the side. Then after you already separated it, you put it on the side, a few days later you see Ani, he needs help. So now it's much easier for you to give him that money. Why? Because you already separated it to give it to Aniim. What do you care which Ani you want to give it to this Ani, the other Ani, it's not yours. The person says to himself, I already separated it as Ma'asir. So it doesn't make a difference. It's much easier for you to give it to the aniyim. That's why the Torah said, Naton titen lo. If you're going to do like this, you have to separate it twice. The first time you separate it from your right pocket, put it in the left pocket. He said, Harezeh ma'aser. And next time, when ani comes, you give it to him. If you're going to do like this, the Torah said, I have the guarantee. If you're going to do Naton titen lo, if you're going to do Naton titen lo, you're going to do what I just said. Then the pasuk said, Velo yira al yabicha b'tichalo. You're not going to feel bad while giving it to him. Otherwise, if you're going to wait, you're not going to separate it. You only, once the ani is going to come, you're going to give it to him, it's going to be much harder for you. That's what we said here, the same lesson that we have here from Mizbah of Bikurim. That's the Mizbah of Bikurim. Whenever before the fruit ripes, while it's still green on the tree, you put a sign on it, you say, Ara'elu Bikurim. Even though you have so much desire for it, but now, so far, you don't have that desire because it's not cooked 100%, as I said. Now you separate it. You say on it, Har'elu B'Kurim, and after it ripes, it's going to be much easier for you to take it to give it to the Kohen, even though it's the first fruit. Why? Because you said to yourself, I already separated it a long time ago. It's already not mine. So now it's much easier for you to give it to the Kohen and Beit HaMikdash. That's where the Torah is telling us here these things. The same idea with the challah. Same thing after you worked and you prepared the dough, you grind the flour, you put it, you made the dough and everything. You worked all the work. Now you're ready just to bake it and to eat it. So before you bake it, before you eat it, now it's much easier for you to separate it. Because if you're going to wait until after, it's going to be much harder for you. That's why the Torah is giving us ways how to overcome our yisr ra. That's what you have to do. If you're going to do it like this, then it's going to be much easier for you. That's what the Torah telling us, that the mizbah of Bikurim, mizbah of Ma'asir, mizbah of Halah, you have to do it before the time comes. Why? Because otherwise, if you're going to wait until later, then you might have big yisr ra, you might fail the test. That's why don't put yourself in that situation. You have to do it from before. And we all know that all the mitzvot that we have, Am Yisrael, they have to keep all the mitzvot in order for us to go to Eretz Yisrael. Like we said in the beginning of the Midrash, he said, Bereshit bara Elokim. And the zichut of the Reshit, which is the Torah, when Am Yisrael is going to keep the whole Torah, then they're going to merit to go to Eretz Yisrael. Basically, that's what the Pasuk in Tehillim says. It says, Ve'iten lahem arsot goyim, ve'ama le'umim yirashu. Why Hashem is giving us Arsot Goyim, why Hashem is giving us Eretz Kenaan for Am Yisrael, for what? Ba'abur, the Pasuk continues, Ba'abur shmeru chukav, v'torotav yinsoru, hallelujah. Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael only in a condition that we're going to keep the whole Torah. If we're not going to keep the whole Torah, Chas v'Shalom, the Pasuk said, V'lo takiya aris etchem betama'achim ota. Kibyachol, Eretz Yisrael is going to kick the people out. That's what Hakim is telling us. That's they have the Rashba. Masechet Shabbat, he brings down over there, Daf Pehet, there is, says Nagmara, that's Moda'a Rabba Le'oraita, I'll read you his words. He says over here in Daf Pehet Amud Aleph, in Hidushei HaRashba, he said, אף על פי שהיה להם מודעה, מכל מקום לא נתן להם את הארץ, אלא כדי שיקיימו את התורה. כמו שמפורש בתורה בכמה פרשיות. וכתיב, ואתן להם ארצות גויים. Why he gave us ארצות גויים? בעבור שמרו חוקיו. The whole reason why Hashem he gave us the Torah, only we have to keep the mitzvot of the Torah. If you're not keeping the mitzvot of the Torah, you're not going to stay in the earth of Israel. That's why, Bereshit Bara Elokim, in the merit of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But how would the person's going to keep the whole Torah? I said, they have Yesar Ara. The person has Yesar Ara to keep all the mitzvot of the Torah. How is he going to keep it? Therefore, that Midrash says here, the Midrash says you have to keep focus on these three mitzvot and the lesson behind these three mitzvot. What's the lesson behind these three mitzvot? That you have to do everything. Don't put yourself in the test. Prepare yourself from before. Just like by Mitzvot Bikurim. If you're going to wait until the fruit ripe, it's going to be much harder for you to separate it, to give it to the Kohen. Therefore, the Torah said you have to give it while it's still green. Separate it. Separate it from before. Ma'aser, before the Ani comes to you. Separate, put it on the side. Therefore, the Midrash is focusing on these three mitzvot. Why? Because these three mitzvot is the main, the lesson behind these three mitzvot. It's going to help you to keep the whole mitzvot of the Torah. That means the Midrash here is focusing on this mitzvot, not to tell you that only these three mitzvot is something hashu about these three mitzvot. Everything mitzvah is hashu. But the lesson behind these three mitzvot, like we explained, that's going to, if you're going to keep, follow that lesson behind these three mitzvot, it's going to help you throughout the whole Torah. Throughout the whole Torah, don't put yourself to Nisayon. Why? Because the person by Nisayon probably is going to fail the test. That's why Al Tibayin Lul Din Nisayon, Lul David Zayon. And with this, maybe we could conclude. We said that's what the Sefer is telling us over here. He said, Ase mitzvah ha'amura ba'anyan, shebischara tekanis la'aretz. If you're going to keep this mitzvah of Bikurim in that merit, you're going to go to Eretz Israel. What do you mean? We asked in the beginning, the mitzvah of Bikurim, they're not hayab to keep it in Chutz La'aretz. They're hayab only after they conquer the Eretz Israel. So what the Midrash is telling us in the Sefer? Ela, here the Sefer is telling us, if you're going to keep the lesson behind the mitzvah of Bikurim. What's the lesson behind the mitzvah of Bikurim? That you have, don't put yourself into the Sayon. Don't put yourself in the situation that you might have a fight with the Yisra Ra, because you might fail. That's why, if you're going to keep the lesson behind it, then Ba'abur Yishmeru Chokav, you're going to do this, Shebischara Tekanis La'aretz. And that's going to help you throughout all the mitzvot of the Torah. All the mitzvot of the Torah, you're going to keep all of them, the lesson behind that should lead us throughout the whole Torah. The person is not allowed to put himself into Nisayon. And that, Be'ez Hashem, our prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also Al Tibayin Ol Din Nisayon. Be'ez Hashem should all succeed, that we should keep the mitzvot of the Torah. And Al Tibayin Ol Din Nisayon, Ve'lo Deb Zayon, Menzkil Shanat Omom Borechet, Be'ez Hashem, Kol Am Yisrael, Shanat Osher Ve'osher, Ubracha Ve'eslacha, Amen Ve'amen. רבי חנן המנחשה אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זוג ישראל לפיכך, הרבה להם תרנזו שנאמר.